Chapter 45.
Do not fault those soldiers who remained loyal to me, for I treated them well. They did not experience what caused most people to rebel. And remember that most of my men deserted to join the rebels anyway. Countless skyships flew in from all nations with numberless rebels, and every archknight in their order, and they laid siege to Hydon. What followed was the largest battle in the history of Telos. It went on for falls, with endless engagements, withdrawals, redeployments, feints, flanking, and more engagements. I later learned that it was Rayaten who was commanding the attacking forces, which made sense, for only a master tactician like he could have matched me at every turn.
Lyra looked to Dalen, and then back at the moving shadow. She bared her teeth in frustration and finally screamed in anger, her sword and armor flashing back inside her body.
"I can't stay," she said softly to Arik. "If the Dawnists are willing to use the Shade, then they've just become an even greater threat. My brothers need help."
"Go," Arik said, not even bothering to lower his voice. "I'll see to the Conqueror."
"How? He's doing something with his powers that make him untouchable. It's like he can predict the future."
"I'll figure something out. This must end."
"Fine," Lyra said. "His powers can't last much longer. Just be careful."
Lyra walked a distance, shooting Dalen one last glare of hatred before reluctantly leaping away. Dalen and Arik stood alone facing each other.
"I've beaten you already, Arik. And that was before I learned this new trick. You can't kill me."
"Yes, it's clear your powers are greater."
"Then what are you doing here?"
Arik summoned a single sword from his powers and pointed it at Dalen.
"Daelus the Conqueror, I challenge you to a legal duel. No powers, one sword each, and to the death."
Yes, that was the right answer. Poetic, even. A true and fair fight between two grand high masters. The Light would have to accept that, even if Dalen didn't use his powers to heal. It would be a proper duel to the death. Dalen slowly nodded.
"You're wise, Arik. I can think of no better way to settle things between us. I accept."
Arik took his sword stance. Dalen pulled off his gauntlet and dropped it to the ground. He raised Imperius, ready to fight. They circled one another, gauging and planning. Arik's eyes were firm and unwavering, hatred and determination on his face. They attacked, two of the greatest swordsmen in the world in a fight to the death. Their swords chimed as they clashed, parrying, thrusting, striking, seeking leverage in the bind, throwing feints and counters. Dalen had to bring every technique he knew to bear, and Arik was clearly doing the same. The intensity of this fight was a step higher than their first duel. That time seemed so long ago, but in truth it was only several falls past. So much had changed. Dalen feinted and struck. Arik pulled back, countered and thrust. Why had the Light sent Arik to him? Was it really to see Dalen killed? If so, why hadn't it let him die when he had thrown himself from the world? Arik blocked with a riposte, pushed, leaned into a low duck to lunge and struck at Dalen's legs. Dalen jumped and flipped over Arik, spinning his sword down mid-jump, but Arik rolled to the side and brought his sword back for another attack. There was more between them than revenge and hatred, for even after everything that had transpired that fall, Dalen still saw Arik as his friend. Dalen attacked and swung his sword around for a series of aggressive forward thrusts, parrying Arik's counters at the same time. Arik parried each one with perfect precision before eventually pulling off a counter that halted Dalen's advance. If he was to die now, what had it all been for? What did the Light really want from him? To see him suffer from a prolonged life, or to die at the hands of those he had wronged? Counter and riposte, riposte and counter. Back and forth they danced the deadliest dance in the world. Arik performed a perfect series of interchanging attacks, which Dalen deflected and countered with his own. Arik defended himself with true mastery, and risked a very aggressive advance with three deadly strikes followed by a thrust. Dalen deflected the first three strikes, losing ground each time, and attempted to counter the last attack with a dodge and thrust of his own. And then it was over. Arik had predicted the counter and was able to sidestep Dalen's blade moving in, performing the exact maneuver Dalen had attempted. The blades flew past each other and ended pointing in opposite directions, Imperius having been thrust under Arik's sword arm, striking nothing but air, Arik's blade finding its mark, running Dalen through to the hilt. Dalen fell to his knees with a gasp. Had Dalen been too tired from his constant fighting that fall? Was his heart just not in it? Or was Arik simply the better swordsman? It didn't matter. Arik had won. The bringer pulled his sword out and stepped back. Dalen held a hand over his stomach, but it did little to stop the flow of blood. His bonds instinctively tried to heal the wound, but he stopped them.
"You did it," he said groggily. "Well done," he added, and then fell onto his back.
Arik walked to stand over Dalen.
"I've dreamed of this moment for so long. Even when I thought you dead, I regretted that I hadn't done it with my own hands."
"And now you have," Dalen said softly, as blood pooled under him. "Enjoy it."
Arik pulled his sword back to finish it, but then Dalen spoke, interrupting him.
"You know, we're the same. You and I."
Arik paused.
"I'm nothing like you," he said, enraged.
Dalen laughed bitterly. Even at the end, he couldn't resist aggravating the man.
"Really? Because looking at you right now, I see myself as I had been right before I killed the old queen. Both of our families were murdered by those in power, and we both did everything we could to destroy them for it,"
Dalen continued with a twisted smile,
"eventually leading a rebellion that would overthrow that government."
"But after that you became a monster," Arik snarled, "and I embraced a life of service to atone for those I killed."
"A much better choice, true. But look at you now. Tell me, after you thought I was dead, did it really change anything? Did it make you happy?"
Arik bared his teeth and pulled his sword back to end Dalen, but his sword did not fall.
"That's what I thought," Dalen said, looking into Arik's now uncertain eyes. "I've been through it too, remember? As good as it will feel to kill me now, you know that soon after you'll feel as bitter and miserable as before. There'll be momentary relief, but it won't last. Your family will still be dead, and killing me won't bring them back. You'll still hate me as much as you ever did. Only now, there'll be nothing for your hate to be inflicted on. I could see how serving others would help, but you can't tell me you haven't been carrying a deep and seething hatred for me through all these years."
Tears came to Arik's eyes as he hissed,
"It has been eating me alive. I thought befriending his son would finally see it gone, but it only made my hate resurface. And then I find out who you really are."
He screamed,
"I just want it to end. I want to be rid of you forever."
"There's no end," Dalen said, his head moving sluggishly from side to side. "After 82 years of life, I know. I still despise the aristocracy, you know, and would kill them all over again if I could. Who wouldn't hate those responsible for killing their loved ones? It's our right."
He nodded, his eyes wide with desire.
"Do it. Do what you have to do. And find what little relief there is in it."
Arik was silent for a time, raising his sword to strike only to stop and letting it slowly fall several times. He struggled with himself before turning away to pace back and forth. Dalen knew his struggle. Arik wanted to be free of his pain, but killing him wouldn't lead to such a release. Arik would still kill him, of course, and there was momentary satisfaction in revenge. Dalen knew it. Arik deserved it. He needed it. Dalen gazed at the sky, the faint, blurry image of the continent high above, still able to make out Arik in his periphery. Arik looked to the sky and sighed.
"There is a way to be free of this," he said, with his back to Dalen.
"Really?"
Dalen said as he choked on blood.
"Well, you would be the first to know."
Arik turned to him.
"No, not the first."
Dalen's vision had blurred.
"Then what is it?"
Arik didn't answer right away, but his whole frame shook as he wept. Eventually, he heaved one last sob and said,
"I forgive you."
Dalen looked to Arik in true disbelief. He could not have heard what he just did. Tears came unbidden to his eyes as he tried to make sense of those incredible, impossible words.
What?
"Dalen Namoran, Daedalus the Conqueror, I forgive you."
You do?
"Yes."
"How?"
More tears came to the bringer's eyes as he shrugged.
"I don't know. I thought it impossible. I even thought I was lying when I spoke the words. But as I did, it became true. Daedalus, I feel no hate for you anymore. I truly do forgive you."
Such a thing was more amazing than Dalen ever thought possible, and he burst out crying, looking back to the sky in wonder. Arik approached and held out a hand to Dalen. Dalen hesitantly raised his hand, not sure to trust his own perception of reality. As their hands grasped, Dalen felt light envelop him. His body seemed to sing in praise as all his pains left. He gasped at the sensation. Looking to his body, Dalen realized what had happened. Arik had healed him. The bringer then pulled Dalen to his feet, where Dalen fell into the man's arms, crying with more passion, relief, and gratitude than he ever had before.